Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
An explosion at the Novokakhovka Dam in Kherson in Ukraine has caused flooding downstream and concern over water supplies for the entire region, including the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Belle True, international correspondent with The Independent, is on the line. And Belle, I'm looking at pictures of the damage brought by this explosion. It's extraordinary, and hundreds of people now have been evacuated from their homes in the area. But how strategic is that dam as a target, or what do we know about what happened?
Well, of course, it is a massively strategic target. It is controlled by Russian forces. The areas that have been worst hit are Russian-occupied areas. The Ukrainians have accused Russia basically of ecocide, of causing massive damage to that areas. We understand that at least 100 villages and towns could be flooded. The Russian emergency services, for their part, have said that around 600 houses have already been damaged by this. But it's also crucial, as you mentioned, because it could impact Europe's largest nuclear power plant that's located in the Zaporizhia area, which is nearby, because it relies on that, the water from that reservoir, from that dam, for its cooling systems. So not only could we have serious damage to civilian lives, but we could also see damage to the nuclear power plant.
And it's hard to know what happened, because Russia's blaming Ukraine, Ukraine is blaming Russia.
Yes. So Ukraine's state hydropower generating company said that basically Russia blew up the station from inside the engine room. Now, the Russians are claiming that the Ukrainians actually blew it up themselves. The Ukrainians say that that's a hysterical response, and that the Russians blew it up in order to prevent their forces from crossing the Dnieper River, which is directly below the reservoir, which basically separates Ukrainian-controlled territory from Russian-controlled territory. At the moment, it's not clear exactly what happened, but certainly a lot of lives are going to be impacted. Whole areas and towns have already been flooded. And as I said, there could be damage to this nuclear power plant.
Well, the British government, it seems, has decided that Russia is responsible. I see the Foreign Secretary James Cleverly has said the destruction of the dam is an abhorrent act. Intentionally attacking exclusively civilian infrastructure is a war crime. So that's pointing the finger directly at Russia.
Yes, I mean, he hasn't said overtly that Russia is accused, you know, he hasn't accused Russia specifically of committing a war crime. But yes, it does seem that he's decided this is from a responsibility of the Russian side. This is something that the Ukrainians have been warning that could potentially happen for a while. And they've already outlined the potential damage, not just now as it's happened, but in the coming days as those floodwaters continue to spread through villages. And at the moment, the Ukrainians have put in place an emergency evacuation. So at the moment, we don't have independently verified information about what exactly happened, but the damage has been done and lives will be impacted.
Now, Belle, just to move on and talk about the Ukraine counter-offensive, which we heard started over the last few days, and troops we know are advancing on the Eastern Front, according to the Ukrainians. Can we expect more of these kinds of attacks on infrastructure in Ukraine?
Well, this is exactly what the Ukrainians are saying. So senior Ukrainian commanders have already said this morning that the Kakhovka Dam explosion by the Russians was designed specifically because of this counteroffensive, to essentially distract Ukrainian forces and prevent them from being able to, as I said, cross the Dnieper River. The Ukrainians say that this will, and I'm quoting a particular Ukrainian commander, that will not prevent our advance in those directions and will not stop them from achieving their goals. But certainly it does distract Ukrainian forces from their tasks, because they are going to have to manage evacuations, they are going to have to manage flood damage. But as I said, the Russians also have claimed that Ukraine is doing this deliberately. A large part of the areas that are impacted at the moment are Russian-occupied areas like Novokakhovka, which is the town just on the banks next to the dam.
I see, just as we're speaking here, a statement coming in, a news flash from the wires, the Kremlin saying that they strongly reject Ukraine's claims that Russia was behind the destruction of the dam. That was Ukraine. Now, interestingly, they say that they took action before the canal was put into operation, so there is a margin of safety. So, as we would expect, a very strong rejection of the Ukrainian claim that the Kremlin was behind this.
Yeah, absolutely. So in that statement, they said that the Russians are claiming that Ukraine sabotaged the dam, linked to the fact that they, this is what Russia is claiming, that their large-scale counteroffensive is faltering. But, you know, again, this would be the standard response you would expect from Russia. And we'll have to see in the coming days exactly what that means. We have seen over the last few months a gradual evacuation of the areas in Novokakhovka, which is the town that's just on the bank next to the dam by the Russian authorities. I've been speaking to civilians whose family members are in that town who have been moved. So that could potentially be them preparing the ground for something like this. But again, I can't independently verify exactly what happened.
Belle, thank you very much. Good as always to speak to you. That's Belle True there. Coming up next, what might the flu season in Australia tell us about the winter ahead here?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.